Yeah, so this is episode 69. Pause for whoever need that. I'm here with Rick, Darius. Say what up to the people, fella.
Hola.
What's going on, people?
Yeah, so
hey, do we got a name that we call our fans? Like, do we have like a name for that? You know, like, most of us be like, yo, these are the whatever. We gotta come up with one of those for them. I never thought about that until just now. Because he was like, people? And it's like, they're people. That's cool.
We should call our fans the Tillers.
Why? Who's the Tiller?
Because I don't
like Bryson Tiller? I don't want niggas thinking I'm trying to sex him. Like,
nah, like,
what?
Wait till Tillers. Like, you know, I don't know. I just tried to think of something. That's the first thing that came to my mind.
I get what you said.
I get what you're saying.
Nigga, you get like, nigga, y'all ain't coming up with no fucking ideas, nigga.
Well, nigga, you didn't give me a second. I was going to say, I don't want to be calling no shit like the audio heads and no weird that shit like
said,
that.
Yo, Darius, that nigga Ricky said, Tiller? You mean like Bryson Tiller? I don't want niggas to think I'm
that's what I thought when you made with that first two. I ain't going to hold you. Like, what the fuck? You know,
I'm not going to lie. That's more brand. You know, like Tillers. Like Bryson Tiller? Nah, nigga, I'm not trying to say anything. That's exactly.
When I thought about it, I thought that name, and then I thought, like, yeah, but niggas gonna think like Bryson Tiller, so nah, that ain't gonna work.
You still went ahead and said it, huh? Look at you. Shake your head.
Who is brainstorming? Do you have a suggestion, motherfucker? Y'all been
shout out to my Tillers.
what's another word for like an audience? Like a good one, something clever.
We could say the waiters.
I'm not calling them no waiters, nigga. I ain't tipping these hoes. You got me fucked up. We is not doing that. And when I say hoes, I don't want any of you women thinking I'm talking about y'all. So let's not go there, because me and Dan had an interesting conversation last time about what you can and cannot say on the radio, even though we're not on the radio. But that's a whole nother story.
I don't know, man. This is an interesting conversation. I've never had to think about this before.
Or should they name themselves?
Shit, I mean, if they want to, I've never had to think about this before. But like, you know, y'all niggas have yet to come up with like a real suggestion. No, I came up with two. Just let the record show that I came up with two names, and y'all have come up with zero.
For the record, you didn't hear anything I said there, because I said two things, and I was like, nah, those just don't sound right. That don't fit our demographic. And then I was like, what's another word for audience? Because we can't call them like the audio heads or no shit like that. That sounds weird. That's not very us. That's like
gang.
Some...
Gang.
Nah. We black. I'm not doing that. We're not going to be the gang.
Fam. Squad.
That's too generic. Squad? That's like real. That's real Darius when he was 13.
I am literally just spitballing, dog. I ain't even. I'm going to keep it G real. I'm just spitballing, dog. I ain't even really thinking of nothing. Like, I'm saying whatever come to my mind.
See, the waiters, that wasn't a bad idea. I see how you're trying to play off the name of, like, the podcast, but that should just sound weird. Like, oh, what's up, waiters? Good day. Like, nah. Like, just imagine if you was part of, like, a community and, like, not the the front men of it, and they were like, hey, what's up, waiters? I'd be like, nigga, what?
I like waiters better than tillers, though.
Oh, no, I like tillers better than the waiters. Like, waiters sound weird to me. It sounds like you need a service.
There's a double meaning for tell too. Like when you tell something.
That's all right, but I just think Bryson Tiller is, and we sound like he's his fan base. I don't want to be like his little fan club or something.
I'm not mad at that idea too. I get it.
We're gonna have to think of this one. Maybe
do y'all know what a tiller is? This one I looked up just now, it says a cultivator is a piece of agricultural equipment used for a secondary tillage. One sense of the name refers to frames with teeth that pierce the soil as they are dragged through it linearly. It also refers to machines. So tillers ain't mad. We dig into topics. Let's get it. Me and my tillers, we about to dig into this topic, this next topic. I ain't mad at that.
Nah, that's not corny, because I don't want no niggas to be like, my tillers. Like, nah, I'm just thinking about the most corny shit I can come with.
Hey, Darius, what's wrong with
I fuck with it. I fuck with it.
My tillers. Oh no. Well, that's 2 over 3, so fuck it. It is what it is. You niggas is now tillers.
And if they don't like it, they can come up with a suggestion that's better than that.
We dig into these comments and these hoes.
The congregation has spoken. You tillers are tillers. See, now we can't call them niggas no more. They can only be tillers. We got to keep saying it over and over. So they be like, yeah, I'm a tiller. Because I ain't going to lie, that's going to be the day if we get on like Twitter or Facebook or something. You know, everybody's like, oh, yeah, I'm part of the tiller congregation. Be like, ah, oh, I see. You support us. Send that money to this PayPal. Thanks. Actually, now we got to set up the Cash App for the tillers. Y'all want the audio to sound better? We're going to need $29.99.
A week, motherfucker.
Actually, I'm waiting for them to get back because I was actually trying to take audio classes up at the university here because I want to actually get into sound engineering because that's real good money. And I think that would be something perfect for this. It's something that we could like actually use. Actually, yeah, I was curious. Do y'all drink milk?
Milk?
Nope.
Milk.
Like when you say drink it, do you mean like
make it you drink like, milk? Like there's no homo, no none of that. Do you drink
no,
milk?
No. I'm not even taking it that kind of way. I'm saying like, are you asking like how like one would drink water?
No, just period. Like if you consume it with cereal, like when you're done eating your cereal, do you drink the milk? Do you pour it out? Do you just drink milk? Like
so I'm gonna keep it a stack. As of late, I fuck with milk less and less because I've learned about like basically the human body's not supposed to drink cow milk. Like we're not designed to consume that. So I drink it less. I drink it rarely, but it's not like I'm like a person that like is just like, yo, I'm never gonna drink milk ever. I will drink it, but I kind of like it's rare. It's very, very rare for me to drink milk.
What about you, Darius? You consume
about the same as Dan. Like I don't even eat cereal like that. So I rarely drink milk, but I would drink it if I eat some cake or something, I might drink some milk with it or something.
Really? You drink milk with cake? I ain't never did that before.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute. You've never, like, when you say you've never done it before, like, you've never seen people do it before?
I've seen people do it before, but I've never done it. That's always been, like, something weird to me. Okay. Like, I've never been one to be like, oh, I want some milk with, like cake or anything, even with cookies and stuff like that. I've never been like one for the milk. I don't really like milk like that. I'll drink a soda or some water or just go brush my teeth or something to get it like from off my palate. But I ain't never been one for milk. But I like ice cream, which is really weird.
Well, yeah, ice cream.
No, I haven't ate ice cream in years.
I don't eat ice cream all the time, but I like ice cream.
Like a Klondike bar or something like that?
I don't eat chocolate, like, so I don't eat none of that.
Nigga, you don't eat chocolate?
At all.
Why don't you eat chocolate?
I never ate chocolate, even when I was a kid. The only thing chocolate I eat is women, that's it.
What kind of cake you eat then?
Yellow cake.
Nigga, yellow cake? Mm-hmm. What the fuck is yellow cake?
You know, a yellow cake. You know, it's chocolate and yellow.
Nigga, what the fuck flavor is yellow? Like, is that like a banana? Like,
no, it's like vanilla.
No, it's just like a yellow. It's the color of the cake is yellow. That's why it's called yellow cake.
I'm not going to say I haven't had it, but I never really paid any mind to hear of like yellow cake because, nigga, ain't it all vanilla?
What flavor is yellow cake, Darius?
It's like vanilla.
I wonder what they call it. Well, then what the fuck's the difference between yellow cake and a vanilla cake?
I'm going to keep it a stack. I never really paid attention to that shit. I ain't going to even sit up here in front on here like I actually paid. That it's not banana flavored, if anything. For a fact. I just never paid attention to like what actual flavor, like what flavor, like a pound cake. What flavor is a pound cake?
Pound cakes are usually like sweet, right? So it's just kind of like a sugary taste, no?
Yeah.
Right, but it's got to be some kind of flavor though, right?
Yeah, the flavor is like a sugary taste, like a sugar cookie. A sugar cookie's taste is sugar. That's kind of how I relate a pound cake, unless you have like what do they call them? Like those pound cakes with like the Sprite and stuff in it. I don't know if those are still considered pound cakes, but those are the pound cakes I've had. They're called like a 7-Up cake or whatever.
I think a pound cake and a 7-Up cake is different.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the same kind of consistencies though, depending on.
You're not wrong about that, the taste. Because like if you go into a store out here and they got on a table, you'll see like fucking like a crush cake. Like they done made a fucking crush cake, and it's the color of, like. Orange crush or something, you know what I'm saying? Like, they got all types of shit like that. So, like,
I'm glad you said that because I was about to ask you what's a crush cake. I was like, crush cake, like,
yeah, like a crush soda.
This is on fire. Until you said that, like the soda, that sound nasty.
Damn, you don't like crushed soda?
I'm gonna run it as a cake.
What the fuck flavor is yellow now? Because there's a difference between the yellow cake and the vanilla cake.
And I should know this because like my mama like a baker.
And I said that shit too, bro. Because like, but now you said vanilla. I'm like, bro, that shit is not vanilla, bro. It is not vanilla.
Now I'm 100% sure you put vanilla in it. Because I know my mom make cake my whole damn life.
They put vanilla in a lot of shit.
But it tastes like vanilla though to me. A yellow cake.
Okay, yeah, no, you're right. So when I looked it up, it says differences is the type of flour you use and the fats in it that determine what it's suited for. So it's just like slight variations of cooking in it. So I'm pretty sure it has something to do with like eggs or eggs versus no eggs, or using the whole egg yolk versus not the egg yolk. So that makes sense.
But I know that they put vanilla, like Darius said, they put vanilla in it. Like I know they put vanilla in it, but like if you really pay attention, they put vanilla in damn near everything.
Yeah, but you know, you got your French vanillas, the normal vanillas, and all that stuff. So I'm pretty sure it's something like that.
But I'm reading this shit say vanilla buttercream. So that's even a different vanilla from that. You know what I mean?
Vanilla buttercream, kind of like the ice cream, I guess? Because I think ice cream is usually like a butterbean or fruit.
This is what this shit say. I'm reading it right now. It says they're often paired with chocolate frosting, but you can enjoy them with vanilla buttercream. Oh, they're talking about the icing. Never mind.
Got you. Cause I don't like ice cream and cake together either. I'll eat an ice cream cake, cause it's different from ice cream and cake.
That combination is undefeated. I don't know what he's talking about.
No, I don't like it because it depends on the cake.
That combination been going up since a nigga like was in diapers, nigga.
No, that shit different. Cause if you go get like one of them cheap ass like $4 or $5 birthday cakes, or the frosting just be made out of whatever the fuck they make it out of, and you put that with ice cream, that shit is nasty. But if you get like a good quality cake. And some like solid or just like some cheap ass ice cream, it go hard, but the cake can make a difference because like the frosting on it, for me personally, a frosting will make or break a cake. Like some frosting be nasty as shit, it'd be like all thick and like
That's that buttercream. That's that buttercream shit. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do that. I don't like rich stuff. Like something that's too rich, like rich chocolates. I can't do it. I could buy the piece of it and I was like, all right, cool. But if you give me something like a piece of like a dark chocolate or something like that, that's not as rich and a little bit of bitterness to it, I can do that. But stuff that's like too rich in flavors, I can't fuck with it.
What's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
I'm gonna say by default, cookies and cream off the top of my head.
Probably like vanilla bean, probably. Or I love butter pecan too. I love butter pecan.
Oh, you got that slave mentality.
So don't bump my two favorite, vanilla bean and butter pecan. Why is it slave mentality?
No, really, me and Dane talked about this a while ago. I don't know if you joined the show yet, but he actually did some research on that, and they were saying that it was like deep-rooted in a lot of like slave stuff. I don't remember the specifics on it, but yeah.
Probably because I get it from my grandma. My grandma used to eat it all the time.
This is the thing, and I'll read, because I do want to talk, like, I ain't really got no crazy flavor. Like, I like strawberry vanilla, regular shit. The only kind of ice cream I don't like is chocolate. I never did like chocolate ice cream. But the shit about the butter pecan or whatever it is, I'm going to read this shit. It says, Black people were denied vanilla ice cream in the Jim Crow South. So the only day that you can eat vanilla ice cream was 4th of July. Yep.
That's wild.
So that's why.
Why?
That's why they like butter pecan. They was racist, dog.
Oh, yeah, but Independence Day, you would figure that wouldn't be the day they let you eat ice cream.
I guess it's because it's supposed to be like a holiday, maybe. Maybe, I don't know.
That's wild. You think a nigga could get some vanilla ice cream on Christmas? Nah, nigga, just on Independence Day.
Eat that butter pecan, nigga.
Santa Claus gonna give you some coal. I'll be dead if you get some vanilla. Like, goddamn. That's wild. I guess y'all fought in the war, so you can have it today. That's, damn, who like came up with that shit? You gotta be a hateful motherfucker. I'm like, to say,
one thing that I've realized, everything is rooted in slavery, all of it. You can find roots from pretty much everything, from the way we interact with each other, the food we eat, the way we behave. Every part of it is rooted in slavery. You can trace it back to slavery. Why things are the way they are. So that's just one of the ones where you wouldn't think that your ice cream flavor is rooted in slavery. I know this took like a dark turn, but you know.
That's not a dark turn. It's informative.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
That's wild. Nigga, you need to go ahead and on the next Independence Day, nigga, you need to go ahead and get a scoop of that vanilla. Stop fucking around.
Yeah, I ain't eating no more, buddy. But can't fuck that. I mean, no, I'm a dollar.
All right, so Ricky, you were saying that you saw some shit on social media or whatever.
Yeah, I was getting on Twitter while I was waiting for you guys to hop in the chat. And on that Say Cheese social media outlet thing, they were saying the fourth member of the XXX murder, he got up on the stand and snitched, so he's only getting 5 years. And I just find that shit like crazy that me and you do the same crime, murder, rob a nigga the whole nine, and just because I pointed at you first, I do less time. Like, I just don't understand how the judges morally just don't be like, fuck all that, nigga. You do a 15 too. Like, what the fuck you pointed him out? Thanks, stupid. Like, that shit is just wild to me. I don't get it.
So, like, I understand, like, from a straight, like, we all did it, we all should get the same time perspective. I understand where you're coming from. But just for me knowing, like, true crime and watching documentaries and shit, they would solve no crimes if they did shit the way you wanted to do. They never solve shit because they need people to snitch in order to solve shit. That's the only way they solve shit. And the way they do that is by giving people deals. I understand what you're saying, though. You're not wrong. Like, I agree.
Don't they got them on camera? Like, I've seen videos of them, like, pulling up and shooting and doing all the extra shit like that.
But in order to, like, do certain things they want to do, they need evidence. They need testimony from people that was there that said he did this, you did this, who shot who did what, was it planned, how y'all got there, who got out the car to give the gas. They want all that shit. And if one person is willing to do that, they'll give that person a deal. Normally it's whoever tell first. They get the good deal.
Man, I ain't gonna lie. That's the one where the cops will be like, aha, nigga, I lied. You going to jail too. Stupid motherfucker, like dead ass. Like, there's just no honor amongst us.
So this is the thing. We've had this conversation before, right? In terms of deals, right? They can't do no shit like that. Cause, like, remember the Bill Cosby shit. So Bill Cosby snitched on himself in a deposition. We got this deal in place. Anything that I say here cannot be used against me in the court of law. Y'all entered into this agreement. Cool. Bill gets brought up on charges from what that one case was. He is guilty because he snitched on himself. He told himself. The problem with that is the whole case was built up off the deposition that he gave where he told on himself. That's what they used to convict him. And the reason why he wound up getting out of jail is because that's against the law. You can't do that. You can't go enter into a deal with somebody and then take it back, because basically you break, you're in essence breaking the fabric of what the whole judicial system, because their whole shit is built, like I said, their whole shit is built up off like those deals. That's practically everything. Like, they don't try, 9 times out of 10, they're not trying a million fucking cases. They just making deals with motherfuckers, so you know they don't have to do all that.
Well, nigga, do your job better. Like, I don't understand how you got all this shit on tape, and this nigga just be like, that's like me, you, and Darius go rob a place right now. All of us is on camera with guns pointing. We grabbing the money. We jumping back in the car, smiling and laughing. Got the money in hand, but just because I don't give a fuck, you can paper, scissors, rock, who snitched first? That person be like, well, this nigga said this. They be like, oh, you're only doing 3. The rest of you, 52. All right, nigga.
I understand what you're saying and why you say it. I get it. It's like, yo, we all did it. The fact that this nigga get to tell and he get less time just because he told, when he just as guilty as all the rest of us, I get that part. That part, I completely understand. But, I mean, shit, this shit been going on since the beginning of time.
You know what? You wouldn't know what would even be a little bit more fair. Cool, he get less time, but you got to give me 72 hours in the same cell with him. No weapons, no nothing. Kind of like how they do the 5150 people, but I get 72 hours to whoop this nigga's ass an inch away from his life. Like, how you gonna commit with me to go do this dirt? And then you do this shit to me so you can get out free. Cool. Nigga, walk the street. But
it's millions of niggas that did that.
Like, bro, let me leave this nigga with a scar. When he go back to his mom be like, Tyrone did you dirty, nigga. But he left you with a scar.
Tell it as give.
Everybody come out. He be like, oh, he got the snitch card. That's what they should do. You should get a snitch card. Niggas should be able to just butt 50 your ass, like, right across his face. And you get, like, basically, a branded.
You feel like niggas should have a scarlet letter, like the adultery letter?
Pretty much. Like, nigga, oh, like, everybody should know, like, kind of like how they do with pedophiles and shit, when like a sex offender. When you know you can go look it up on record and all that stuff.
That's how you make the community safe, when you tell.
But that's not a snitch. That is not a snitch.
That's though. A civilian.
That's what they... Oh, all right. I don't want to fight about it. I understand what y'all saying.
It's some ignorant motherfuckers who will say that snitching, but it's not snitching.
Right. That's basically what I'm getting at, Darius. Cause like they call it snitching, even though like what y'all saying is true. I'm not like trying to be like adversarial about it. Y'all are right. It is not snitching. That's a civilian, like, you know, being a civilian. I agree. But like, that's how you make the neighborhood safe. Is when something happened in the neighborhood, you tell and people know that there's gonna be recourse if they do shit. In the neighborhood, like, yo, if you do something and somebody see it, they're gonna tell. So that basically how crime work, if people feel like they don't have a high chance of getting away with the shit, they're probably not gonna fucking do it. That's how good criminals do shit. Good criminals don't do shit where, hey, we gonna get caught if we do this. The object of the game is to get away with the shit. So
calculate a risk.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So if you know you're not gonna get away with it, you're probably not gonna do it. And if people told more in the hood, it'd be less crime in the hood if people told more in the hood, in my opinion.
But my thing is, you also, to me, you can't be no tough nigga in the streets, no gangster, and your enemy come pistol whip you. You can't go to the police and be like, yeah, that nigga pistol whip me. Hell no.
Yeah, you're living tough, by right? That street code. Yeah, you're living by that street code now. See, street people, you tough, live by right? The street shit.
You go catch that nigga somewhere and do something to him. Ain't no going to the fucking police. That's on you.
I agree with that. Street rules should be met with street rules. Non-street rules should be met with non-street rules. Like,
but if somebody was to come try to rob Dame should immediately go to the police right now.
And I agree with that. And I agree with exactly what Darius said. Like, yo, if you're in the street life, yeah, that's, you play by those rules. But I also, and I'm going to just be honest. From where I'm from, it probably happened, but it don't happen a lot. Niggas ain't just really knocking over people that's not in the life like that for real. More times than not, people who getting got is people who walk in that life. You rub shoulders with those kind of people. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't really, it happened, but for the most part, they fucking over people who like move, like taking, I'm talking about like taking big shit from people who move like that.
Yeah. That's part of that lifestyle. It comes with it. Like,
That's what comes with it.
But that snitching shit, when we do a crime together on each other, that's wild. Me and you decide to get together then. Do some really? Shit, and then I go tell on you after we get caught. That's fucking so lame, bro.
That's some whole ass shit. Nobody says snitches get stitches.
That shit is so lame. I don't get that. And the fucking court system, they just be like, sure, I'm sorry. Like, as fucking foul as it sounds, I would love the judge to be like, nigga, we lied. You ain't getting less years. The stupid ass go to jail with him. Unloyal bitch. Told on your mans. Then I'd be like, whoo, whoo, there we go. That's great.
And that's what they do in New York. That's where the buck 50 came from.
But look, at the same time,
they used to cut their face and let motherfuckers know they're a snitch.
But at the same time, though.
Okay.
Like, real quick, and y'all can get right back to it. At the same time, though, it's like, nigga, nobody cares about these criminals, though. It's like, at the end of the day, it's like, nigga, who get more time, who get less time? You probably coming back to this motherfucker anyway. So, like, look, you know what I mean? Who cares about being fair to criminals? Oh,
The civilian.
They're doing bullshit anyway. It's like, nigga, like, who gives a fuck at the end of the day? Like, well, you do, but like, for the most part, like, in the general sense, niggas don't care about no fucking criminals. Like, that's just how it is. All right, so have y'all ever heard of Passport Bros?
That's just so sick as hell.
So like, recently on social media, there's been this new thing where, like, and maybe it's just a new name and dudes been doing this, I'm not sure, but basically Passport Bros, and this is off UrbanDictionary.com, it says, the Passport Bros are men who have chosen to seek out foreign women, typically from other countries, for relationships. They believe that Western women have been influenced by cultural and societal pressures to behave in a certain way, and that by seeking out foreign women, they can find a more authentic, fulfilling, harmonious relationship. This is seen as a way to restore the natural balance between masculine and feminine energy and to avoid the wickedness of Western women. So, like, there's a whole thing where, like, these dudes get their passports, go to a foreign country, and, like, they going out there and buying hookers for, like, cheap as hell and marrying the most beautiful women because their standards are way lower, and they'll date some of these dudes that they're not going to be able to pick up, like, attractive women in America and shit like that. So, like, yeah. So, like, what do y'all think about that shit?
That shit sound expensive. It's probably cheaper to just get a chick out here with your money. You travel to a whole other fucking country, they don't even speak the same language, nigga. You tripping.
Like, dudes been filming themselves with, like, some nice women. They be having multiple girls and shit.
Yeah. That girl don't know nothing about Gucci. She don't know nothing about no fucking.
Not yet.
You can keep a dollar store closed. You gotta worry about it. So you saving a lot of money.
Not really. You gotta go to a whole other country, bro. You know how long it takes to get a passport? And they're gonna be really sitting there waiting. Like,
sitting there waiting. Like, when I get this passport, it's gonna
be. But that little money don't add up marrying a Western woman, though. That's a whole nother different bag.
Nigga, you gotta go to a whole other country. You know how much a ticket to? Fuck it. Pick a country. What's the most popular country niggas be getting chicks from?
I mean, but maybe you go to a country that don't cost that much to go to.
You know? Facts. When you go down there with like 20,000, you the nigga. You're like, you run the whole country.
Darius, you finna really leave your entire family and everything for some chick that don't even know what the hell you saying.
If I ask, obey, yes.
Oh my God.
So you're a passport girl right now. That's basically what she's saying. She obeyed. Passport girl's head ass nigga. Bro, we got one of these manosphere niggas in our midst. Here we go.
We got a what?
He a manosphere nigga. Let me find out you've been listening to.
Hey, no, don't ever call me that. Don't ever call me
I don't even know what that means, and that shit offended me. What's a manosphere? You
know, I'm feeling real disrespected right now, my nigga.
Yeah,
we got a
nigga that just got picked up for the bald head nigga that just got picked up.
Oh, Andrew Tate?
Andrew Tate. Let me find out that Darren's been listening to Andrew Tate and
I have never seen that nigga ever. Yeah, nigga, I heard about him, but I never watched none of his shit.
He said you a top G.
I don't know what that means either, so stop playing with me.
That's what he calls himself. I'm the top G.
Yeah, Darius said he gonna get him a $3 woman in a foreign country.
Wait, they $3?
I'm out of here.
Nigga, interest peaked in the motherfucker.
No, I'm not interested, but that's crazy. You can just be like, hey, I got $3. Here's a woman. Like, goddamn. You couldn't even get them like that in the '80s when they was on crack. Like, that's crazy as hell.
It's a video of this lame ass nigga in the bed with three bad ones.
Why is he lame?
Cause he had just finished having intercourse with them. They don't speak a lick of English. He just in there with him, like.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with him tricking.
So peep this. Niggas is upset now because not that everybody on the passport bros wave. The women are upping their standards a little bit because they got a choice, nigga. So the dudes going on the internet and said they mad because niggas is fucking up their passport bros shit because the women's getting higher standards, nigga, because there's more niggas coming over there and trying to get with the women.
No, it's not. I think he's just trying to get the money and move on. I don't think so. I think that's false.
Oh, nigga, the nigga on the internet complaining about it.
Nah, that nigga just a buster. That's all it is. When they don't even want to take your money, you know it's just you. Sometimes it's just you.
Before it was $3, not even $10. That nigga is upset.
Oh, that nigga need to start acting like a bitch over $10? Nigga, that's still cheaper than over here if we going by like what they claim that he go with Darius said he want Gucci slippers or whatever, nigga. You know how much a Gucci slipper costs?
Exactly.
Ain't no $10.
Man, you get what I'm saying.
This nigga tripping. That nigga called a, what do you call it? The passport, bro? That shit sounds so sus.
It does.
Where do they go? Like, what's the number one destination? Does it say? I'm curious.
That's a great question.
Because that sounds like sex trafficking to me. That shit sound all types of wrong. They do.
People hey, doing bro, shit like that forever.
They don't break them nowhere. They just mess with them.
They just stay down there with them.
But we know what they're going to do. That sound like, nigga, that sound like a fucking sex trafficker. Yo, let me go over to wherever this little population is real quick. Give her my little, what did you say, $10? And, you know.
$10, I'm wow. Up, I don't know if it's $10.
It's probably
whatever the case is, it's accessible. Because if average niggas is making it over to wherever the hell they at with their average money to do this, it ain't that much. It really ain't.
It ain't.
So, Darius, you was telling us about the Rory and Jay Electronica shit. Like, what was that? I didn't even get a chance to watch it.
Oh, I seen the weird ass shit like a couple of days ago, and because the video was very weird. The song is not.
What is it? But, like, what they doing on there?
Rory just doing lame ass white people shit. He was like on the toilet, and he was looking at the pictures of his ex and all that. It's weird. It's weird. I only seen it once, and it was like a couple weeks ago, and I just tried to eliminate it in my mind until Ricky brought it up. Ricky brought it up, like, Rory got a song. I was like, yeah, I seen it.
Well, I was minding my own business, and that shit came across my timeline. So I'm like, Rory does music? And Darius reminded me that when he was still on the Joe Budden podcast, you know, he was working on the album.
He was talking about, he was working on the album. He promote Emotional Oranges and shit.
Yeah, well, there was oranges in it, but it wasn't the Emotional Oranges that I know of. He was wearing orange. But the whole video, I guess, is him being a fucking weirdo stalker. So, like, it takes place with him. Yeah, it takes place with him standing in the house, and he's like, you ever have, like, regrets or pretty much, I don't remember what he said verbatim, but it's pretty much him reflecting on his past relationship. That's why in the group chat, I was like, yo, Rory broke up with a girl that he was dating or whatever. And Darius was like, I believe he did with whatever happened.
Yeah, it was like the academic shit, right? Like academics expressing him and shit.
So plain and simple, the video is him and the old house they was in and him looking at photos and all this stuff. And he was taking a shit. He was doing the Mario lines, like laying in a tub full of water and all that type of stuff. And at the end, I guess the ex-girlfriend and her new dude walk in the house and Rory's just standing there smiling at him. And then he's back inside of the tub full of water just floating there. And it was just like very, very trying to be artsy, but not really. I don't know if he was trying to spin a sense of humor on it, but little girl from way back then when they were making the album, it just looks weird because that was like what, 3-4 years ago, I want to say. So you doing a video now referencing that should look just really weird.
No, it ain't been that long ago. How long they been broke? The podcast been broken up now.
Yeah, 2 years, probably
2-3 years. No,
it was like 2020 because it was after the pandemic. So it was like what, 2021?
No, it was before the pandemic.
No, it wasn't. Because they were doing Skype at one time.
Was it?
Or whatever they was doing. But I remember they had a podcast doing 2020. I definitely remember that.
Of course. So I don't know. But I get what you're saying. I don't know, man. I haven't watched it. Like, I didn't. So how's the song? You said it's a Jay Electronica song. How's the song?
The song, yeah. It's a Jay Electronica.
It was okay to me. It was all right.
That's all I was not okay to you. Boy, you're a liar. You heard me. You're a liar. That's all.
It wasn't terrible.
Y'all feel like even Jay Electronica was weak?
Yeah, boy, that nigga's all overrated.
He only put up.
Yeah,
like
he might be the most overrated rapper of all time.
That nigga overrated as hell. I'm tired of that shit. He was talking about driving on Chicago with a Harley and being gnarly or whatever the fuck he said. That album was not good. Jay-Z killed his ass all over that shit. Nah, he had that one.
Smoked his goddamn boots.
Some records on that Jay Electronica shit with Rory. Pardon me, with Jay-Z is some of like my favorite Jay-Z verses, nigga. That verse on Universal Soldier and that verse
exactly
on
Jay-Z. You're not saying anything.
Jay-Z was paying his ass up on everything.
Jay-Z was smoking that nigga, boy. And Jay Electronica is from New Orleans. But nigga, the truth is the truth. Nigga, Jay-Z, man, he was, man, I'm a motherfucking Universal Soldier. Man, they I ain't gonna lie.
Them songs he did with Just Blade that really just blew him the fuck up. Because he nice. Don't get me wrong. He can rap. Jay Electronica can rap, but he ain't as good as motherfuckers say he is.
Let me see how this shit sounds.
This sound more trash than I remember.
You can't really hear what they say.
I'm trash as hell and you ain't listening to me. Joe Budden got rid of me.
Somebody
you can't really make out what they're saying.
Knock out Kendrick Lamar and shit.
I challenge to a fight and you whoop my ass. I heard that show flopping too.
His relationship.
Nigga, he ruined his relationship.
The views are not what they used to be, man. I watched every now and again I'll watch a podcast when they got like something goes viral on there or whatever. So like when they was talking about the whole the Chris Rock shit and like Shorty that was on the podcast had some wild takes about Chris Rock. I wouldn't watch that one. The one with B. Simone was
she
on
had no wild takes. She said exactly what I said. Exactly.
No, it's the way she was talking about him though. She said that Chris Rock was never funny.
Oh yeah, that part.
You said some pretty.
Everything else I'm talking about, what you said about that was the exact same shit I said.
she was on some super duper, like, you know what I mean, whatever, whatever. And then the one where B. Simone was on there with Maul, and like her, Maul and her, I never knew that her and Maul, like, you know, fuck with each other like that. So like that was, and you could tell
like
what they actually like used to, like they fuck with each other.
Like
they were something like that.
They was on that like
fuck out of here.
Flirting hard as they was on that flirting hard as a motherfucker, nigga. Like you could tell that like they know each other, And her best
friend, I believe he did that.
Well, I mean, shit. He the way they was acting. If he acting like that and he didn't, nigga, nigga, well, what's his problem? But her best friend was like Maul was the one that. Maul was the guy that she wanted B. Simone to end up with.
All right. You better get her back on the show so you get some ratings up. I still ain't watching that shit. Them niggas ain't been really all that great.
I watch it from time to time. In the past, I had watched it. I actually like it. But I don't watch it.
Ever since Flip joined the Joe Budden podcast, that shit been lit, nigga. That nigga Flip don't let them get away with nothing, nigga.
I don't even remember last time
to skirt around topics. Them niggas be trying to skirt around topics, be politically correct. That nigga Flip be like, man, fuck all that. Say what y'all gotta say. Like he don't be for nothing. Ricky, you already know that. Like I've been a fan of Queen Flip's like podcasting and his content and shit way before he even got with Joe Budden. So it's like the best of both worlds for me now, because I was watching it before, and it's like they still got like the Joe Budden podcast has some, but I just didn't like the way that like Joe was like forcing the niggas to like not talk about certain shit or not like, you know what I'm saying? It's like nigga, let niggas talk about what they want to talk about. Don't just like off niggas conversation when you don't want to have a discussion, when you don't want to speak on something. Like the rest of other people want to hear that shit, nigga. But like, ever since they got like the new group. It's been way fucking better. I've been enjoying it way more.
That nigga Flip got Joe to
do Instagram. Go on YouTube live with him and shit. So they got a live show that they be doing where they take calls and shit. Like it's just way better, dog. He was trying to get Ice and them to do the shit too. Ice was like, nigga, I don't get paid for that. So now it's just Joe, Flip, and Parks doing the shit. And I thought that shit was gonna like, you know. Struggle, nigga. Them niggas did like 300k viewers and shit on a fucking live episode. I was like, oh shit, nigga, these niggas is lit.
Oh, they better be careful for Ice to be out of there.
Listen, nigga, that's what it's chats? Looking like, nigga, because nigga, that's what they niggas be giving hundreds of dollars, nigga.
Yeah, it's a super chat.
Them niggas did it. Hey, Ricky, them niggas did a spin wheel, nigga. Yo, so let me tell y'all about the last episode of them shit. Them niggas brought the spin wheel, right? On the spin wheel, they put, like if you spin the wheel, somebody gonna have to eat a cricket. But it's $100. It's like I think it was like $500 increments though. So when we get up to $500 in donations, we spin the wheel and whatever's on the wheel, we gotta do the shit. So like they had to do like a dance, a TikTok dance, or recite a verse. This nigga Queen Slip had to eat a cricket, and then like at the end of the episode, nigga, at the end of the episode, this nigga Clint Slip can't say, yo, Joe, I got a surprise for you. At the end of the episode, nigga, a mariachi band come in and they start playing music, right? They playing music. And Joe is confused and shit. And then eventually he catch on to the fact that these niggas are playing Pump It Up, nigga. The mariachi band is playing Pump It Up. And then he start rapping along to the shit, dog. I was like, yo, this is the most hilarious shit, man. Like, dog, I don't know what's going on with the other side, but these niggas, hey, that nigga Joe figured it out, nigga. He figured it out. And then he got Melissa Ford on there now. You know, Melissa Ford finding shit. She's still finding shit, nigga.
That nigga sound like he's doing it. That sound like they just fucking doing anything for money, to be honest. Eating crickets and all that extra shit.
Well, it's Queen's Flip show. Queen's Flip always did shit like that. So, like, it's more so like Joe just letting the nigga do the shit on his channel type shit, but he on the show with him. Like, that nigga Joe was like, nigga, why did you do that? Like, nigga, you did not have to do that. Like, why would you even put that on the wheel, nigga? Like, why did you do that? But, like, that mariachi band shit was fucking hilarious, nigga. Because it's the most random shit. That nigga Joe like, nigga, it's people that live here, nigga. Y'all got this shit loud as fuck, nigga. It's people that live in this place.
They'll be all right. Word. We got to have a mariachi Pump It Up.
All right, so I got another one for y'all. Nigga, did y'all hear about Larsa Pippen saying that for 23 years straight, Scottie Pippen was cracking her shit 4 times a night, nigga? Did y'all hear that shit, nigga?
Scottie Pippen was on them that honey and them rhino pills. That nigga was going crazy.
Hey, Darius, nigga said, no wonder Pippen had a bad back in the finals, nigga.
For real, the what he could walk. And he couldn't even run up the court. He was been breaking her back, man.
Nigga, I watched the clip where Larsa Pippen said that shit on whatever show she was on. The lady next to her said, "Your poor vagina."
She look like pastrami meat now.
Nigga, wait.
How can Michael Jordan? Why you ain't gonna say what you gonna say? Look at you. How you gonna like Queen Slip for not censoring yourself? But you ain't gonna say what you wanna say. Say, nigga.
Nah, cause I was about to. You said that shit look like pastrami meat. So I was about to say, would you?
Nope.
You're just trying to say, Scotty got
that. I don't eat gyros. Hey. Oh, hell no.
Hey, bro, hey, Darius,
if you beat some shit up, this nigga here, you got a vividly gay imagination, nigga.
Hey, Darius, he trying to say Scotty got that shit with him, nigga.
This nigga can't even do simple math. If a nigga beat your shit up 4 times a night for 23 years, your shit is not finna look like a normal vagina. Like, you can have a micro penis doing that shit. You're gonna destroy the walls after a while. Nigga, you only can nail a hammer in the wall so you toss it. Before that shit crack. That shit used to look like a brisket. Now it look like a gyro. That shit all fucked up, down.
I don't know about all that, but I know this. That nigga Scottie Pippen back was fucked up in his career, and now it makes perfect sense, nigga. This nigga was dedicated to the wrong shit.
Yeah, he was always an all-around player. You know what
I'm saying? I feel bad.
That nigga was giving out double-doubles on and off the court.
I don't see how Michael Jordan can fuck with Michael Jordan's son can fuck with after that. You can't tell me no, man.
Because he's disrespecting his pop, so I'm gonna fuck your wife. Salute to Michael Jordan.
Nah, that nigga, shit don't make no sense, nigga.
Nigga, I was with her for 23 years, 4 times a night. It's all good, bro.
Nah, Pippen missed 20. He missed 20, so you'll disrespect my pop, so I'm gonna knock your wife down.
No, sorry,
You ain't Scotty for no reason, nigga. But we ain't got to rehash that.
That shit is wild. 350 fucking days.
That I just thought that was funny that she actually said that. Like, she just offered. Nobody asked her to say actually, that. Actually,
what's Scottie Pippen's career points? I wonder if he fucked her more than he got career points. That's an interesting thing to do. Scottie Pippen's career points.
Both halves tonight. That's a fucking impossible.
Scottie Pippen's career.
Because he was a basketball player. He was traveling. Unless he was with him all the time.
Scottie Pippen scored 18,944 career points. All right. How many days is in the year? One of y'all know.
365.
All right, let's do this simple math.
We got 365 times 4 equals. You got to say some days. Maybe he didn't run red lights.
He got 35,045 on his belt. He scored
And she said they were always. She said even on the road because they were always together.
Dame.
They were always together.
35,040 times he fucked her, if the math is true. His career points is, hold on, I just had it up here.
He said 18,940.
Yo, double that shit.
He almost doubled that shit.
But like, you know, maybe we take what is it? You're going to have to take a week out of every month.
Oh. Nope, that lady said, every day. For 23 years. Ain't no red bitch. That's what she said. She claimed that.
I think she was exaggerating, but it's still crazy though. Shout out to Pippen, Scottie Pippen, Marcus Jordan. Jordan Suns was the biggest L's in sports culture because they didn't become shit in the league. And then this nigga scored Scottie Pippen like wife, nigga. He couldn't make the league, but he having sex with NBA players' moms and shit, nigga. Like, this nigga, Malik Beasley, his teammates with Scottie Pippen Jr., nigga, and, like...
How many years he got to beat that shit up to...
Nigga, where you at? Day for like a year now? Nigga, where you... You heard me, Darius? Nigga, walk Malik Beasley walk up to Scottie Pippen, like, nigga, where your mom at, nigga?
Where your mom's at, nigga? Go get your mama, nigga. Stop talking to me.
Hey, did y'all hear that Michael Jordan is selling the team? Or like trying to like sell his majority stake in the team?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't really care. Good for him.
He's like the only – I think it matters because he's like the only black owner in the NBA.
Yeah, he is.
That shit don't matter. LeBron going to get a team.
Eventually, yeah.
I think Steph gonna wind up with a team. I think LeBron gonna wind up with a team. And
Steph ain't gonna get no goddamn team. You don't go somewhere with that foolishness.
I think all three gonna be billionaires, bro, and they're gonna own teams.
Well, one of them's already a billionaire, but I don't think the other one's gonna own teams. I don't think KD and Steph gonna own the team at all.
I just think they'll have enough money too. That's why I'm saying that. It might not happen, but you never know.
I think the reason why
Jordan owns a team is because he's like the only NBA player who made enough to own a team, like outright. And I think that both LeBron, Steph, and KD will be in the same boat when their careers are done. That's just my opinion. Like, that's the trajectory that all of them are on, in my opinion.
I don't think so. I don't think Steph and KD are scratching the type of money that LeBron got. It's just a little different.
Yes, Steph is on his way to being a billionaire.
On his way to being a billionaire, LeBron's already a billionaire. That's a huge difference.
Well, LeBron had, I'm not trying to like conflate the two, right? LeBron is already there. LeBron is, you know, he got some time on him, you know? So, like, you know, they're both, I could be wrong. Maybe I'm looking at it wrong. Maybe y'all saw something that I didn't see. So maybe I'm just like completely like off base with it. I might be tripping.
I just think it's one of those things. By the time that Curry and KD catch up to that ballpark of money wise, them teams gonna cost too much money. I don't think they're gonna get there in time. Like LeBron, I think he's gonna get in the door right at the operative team time, kind of like how Jordan did. Because I think Jordan bought his for like
LeBron wants a team. LeBron wants a team in Vegas, so you know that might be true.
Hell, I think LeBron might have the money to buy it. I think LeBron might have to be able to buy Charlotte from him, to be honest.
But I don't think you can own a team while you're still playing. That's the only issue. The only issue is you can't own a team while you're still playing. You have to
put in Rich Paul name
first. That's funny as shit. All right, so Coco Jones mistook E-40 for Busta Rhymes. How do y'all think that happened?
Who the fuck is Coco Jones?
She's an R&B singer.
So?
I don't know.
How do you think that happened? E-40 and Busta Rhymes look nothing alike, dog.
Nothing.
And they couldn't make...
They ain't got nothing to like at all.
How old is she?
Shit. This shit is... The alarm went off. She probably like in her 20s. Like
20, that's how.
2, 3, 4, some shit like that.
That's how.
That makes sense. I mean, I was just... More than anything, beyond like, you know, anything like that, I was just like, how the fuck does that happen, nigga? That's all, but yeah. And then my last little topic like that. Marlon Wayans wants to know why he hasn't been invited to the Roc Nation brunch. So I wanted to ask y'all, why do y'all think that he hasn't been invited to the Roc Nation brunch?
Because he's goofy.
Okay, Ricky.
Who the fuck wants Marlon Wayans at the brunch? Like, who cares? Like, when was the last time he actually had Marlon? Like, no, seriously.
Go, bro. Nobody. That's why, what? Nigga. Nobody wants you there, nigga. Like, it's probably kind of like Tanamato. Who cares? Who gives a fuck what Ja Rule thinks at a time like this?
Yeah, pretty much. Jay-Z probably saw like his comedy special and was like, damn, you did Chris Rock like that? And that's your man's? Can't be over here like that.
In terms of NFL free agency, I saw that Brandon Cooks went to the Dallas Cowboys. Any other moves or anything like that that y'all saw that y'all found interesting? Like I was saying a little bit earlier, I don't know if I'm going to leave that in that little spot that I said it, but Jamal Williams went to the Saints. We got Jamal Williams. Any other movement that y'all saw that y'all fuck with?
Nothing that really stuck out, to be honest. I think Dallas is probably having the best shit right now, free agency.
Somebody's visiting. I saw something that said somebody was visiting with the Ravens. I forget who, though. It was a wide receiver.
Ricky, who you say having the best offseason?
Dallas Cowboys.
I think Detroit is.
Why you say that? Detroit.
Oh, because the Dallas – wait.
Oh, Detroit picked up Chauncey Gardner-Johnson.
Mm-hmm. I think Detroit's having a great offseason. And they got a lot in the draft.
Are they running it back with Jared Goff?
Yeah.
More than likely. Yeah. They got like the 8th pick too, so they can draft a quarterback or the 6th pick. I can't remember which one it is. But they can draft a quarterback if they want. But I think they're rolling with Goff. Goff turned up towards the end of that season.
He was good the entire season, to be honest. But
at the start, he was kind of shaky, but he turned up at the end.
He wanted to him and Gino was killing it at the start. Toward the middle, he had some little bit of off parts, and then he picked back up because what's that nigga name? Armin St. Ra and all of them, they got hurt a few bits, so they weren't doing all that great. But Goff was pretty solid the whole year. He also the cheapest damn quarterback, if I'm not mistaken. I think he only like 29, maybe 33 million in that ballpark range. So they ain't finna just give up off of him too yet. I think they'll probably sit somebody if they get him behind them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they be having a great offseason. I mean, so is Carolina has as well.
Yeah, they just got Adam Thielen too, right? Uh-huh. So that's a good little veteran quarterback. Not quarterback. Wide receiver to get with whatever quarterback they want to grab.
Of course, my team. No, I didn't want to be biased. But of course, the Bears.
Nah, y'all doing y'all thing. I got y'all a little 2-for-1. But I think Cowboys probably having the best. They're answering everything without having to really lose any draft.
Yeah, without really spending a lot of money, yeah.
Like, they got Brandon Cooks for what, like a fucking 3rd and a 4th or a 4th and a 5th
like
or something?
Like a 5th and a something. No, it was two fields, I think. One this year, one next, I think.
Nigga, that's free.
Yeah.
That's free. And they looking like they finna get that one running back. Oh my God, why can't I remember his name? The Longhorn dude.
Bijan?
Yeah, Bijan Robinson. There you go. They're looking like they're finna drive
Nelson
him.
Nelson Aguilar was who I was talking about that visited with the Ravens.
Oh, he didn't do it for one deep pass. He ain't, man.
He a goon. Oh, but go ahead.
But who you say was going to draft B. John Robinson?
Probably Dallas Cowboys.
They got Pollard, though.
Pollard's still hurt, man. Pollard might not be ready to go for
him. And they franchise tagged him, too.
They franchise tagged him, but they're getting rid of Zeke, too. If you're gonna get somebody, get him, because they don't have anything else they need to pick up. So they needed a cornerback. They got Stephon Gilmore. They needed a wide receiver. They got Brandon Cooks. Like, they got some pretty good holes through, like, you're not spending much, so. I mean, if you're going to get a running back now, go for it. Because Tony Pollard is not going to be the same. He tore that Achilles. That explosiveness is not going to be there, bro. They gave him that franchise tag, and that shit looked like that's just doing him a favor. Like, here's $33 million. You know, good luck. Because I wouldn't be shocked if they dropped his ass after this season. But picking up Bijan, and then that back.
I think Bijan going to be a fucking monster.
Oh, he's going to be nice.
It is rough driving running backs high. Because I would want the Bears to take him, but that's too high to be drafting.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. Top 10.
We got the 9th pick now.
Yeah, that's still a top 10 pick.
Yeah, top 10 pick. Yeah, that's, I don't know.
That's a lot of money right there. And y'all
gonna that boy man. Nice. He's gonna be a beast wherever he goes to.
Oh yeah, he can catch. He can run. He an okay blocker. He ain't the best blocker. I want to say he probably like what. Maybe a tier under Saquon Barkley when Barkley came in to the league. Almost generational, but not quite. So that's going to be a nice pickup for them.
All right. So my next question in terms of football is, if there is a team that should trade for Lamar Jackson, who do y'all think should trade for Lamar Jackson?
You want to go, Darius?
49ers.
Okay, 49ers.
I'm out of
that. Why do you think that?
Because you have an asset like Trey Lance to give up, but you don't have to give up much draft, not a lot of draft capital with it. You can trade them Trey Lance and a first round pick and maybe, you know, another pick except for, you know, I think that's the best option for me, especially with that offense. The Cavs trying to hand runs. I think Lamar would excel extremely in that offense. Because I think Trey Lance is what they were trying to get with Lamar. But like, Trey Lance, they drafted Trey Lance thinking he would be a Lamar Jackson. And why not go get the sure thing? You know?
That's interesting. That's very, very interesting. Okay. Carter, how about you?
The Colts.
If you have a different answer, obviously. Okay.
Yeah.
And what's your logic with the Colts?
You got Jonathan Taylor, so a replay option right there. Pfft, nigga, good luck. Pick your poison. Michael Pittman, Alec Pierce. He already got the wide receivers right there. Their defense, like, nigga. The Colts got a defense, and they didn't have what's that boy's name? He just changed his name recently. Shaq.
Yeah, I don't like him. He changed his name from Darius to Shaq. Shaq Leonard.
You got him coming back, so they're going to be nice. All the keys is there. They just haven't had a quarterback. So getting Lamar right there with Lamar and Jonathan Taylor, like, bruh. Like, what do you do with that? Yeah. You got Michael Pittman in a short game with a long game, and that white boy, what's his name? Alec Pierce? That motherfucking nice. He was showing up last year. So you give up them two, because what? Go ahead.
You got a good offensive line too.
Yeah, like what more can you want? Oh, and they're playing the dome, right? They inside, so he ain't gotta worry about the elements or nothing. He gonna be warmer than the motherfucker.
Okay, I ain't mad at that, man. I hadn't really thought about where he should go, because I always thought that he was just going to stay. But me seeing some of the recent stuff, that, like some teams that can make a play for him, I was like, I saw the Colts and I have been seeing the Niners. So y'all are like right in line with what people are saying. Okay, moving on from that one. This is my last topic for the show. And after this, we can get up out of here. Who's the MVP for the NBA?
Embiid.
It's a paper scissors rock for me. Giannis and B or Joker. Nigga, Giannis just had like a perfect game yesterday. They got like 22 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, shot 100% from everywhere on the field. He's been like willpower in his team most of the year. Joker's been Joker this year, but they've been kind of in the slump lately. And Embiid's been going the fuck off minus tonight. Because I think he said they just lost to whoever the fuck they lost to tonight. But any three of them win, I don't have a problem with it.
They lost in double overtime to I forget who they lost to. But yeah, they lost in double overtime. But Embiid had a good game. It was just Harden played like dog shit. He had like 6 points.
Yeah, there you have it. Honestly, any of those three win, I don't care. You can make an argument for all three, so I don't really care. Either way, I'm happy with it. I don't have a definitive winner at the moment because I think the next three games coming up for like next big games for all three of them, I think Joker got to play Embiid one more time. So if Embiid do what he did to him last time, that says a lot. And then Embiid versus Giannis is coming up soon. Go ahead.
My only thing is this, right? I felt like for a long portion of the season, Jokic was had it sold up far and away. He was the MVP, clear cut, no question. The only reason why this has become a race again is because the Nuggets have been dropping games like crazy recently. Now I'm starting to think differently. Like now you open up the door for Embiid or Giannis to steal it, in my opinion. And I'm going to be honest with you, I think they might. I think Embiid might get his first MVP this year because of, and this is the wild part, in the games that they've been dropping, Jokic has still been going crazy, but it don't fucking matter. You're losing games. It don't matter. So, yeah, man, I think Embiid might get it just because they dropped those games. Just because they dropped those games, Embiid might get it.
Yeah, I think Embiid deserves it right now. I think he's turned up to another level in the second half of the season. And he's shown, and he's destroyed Jokic, and they won the matchup. He smoked that nigga boots badly. So it's like, my thing is, I think he's been playing the best. I think he deserves his MVP.
See, that's my thing, though. He hasn't been playing the best, though. That's the thing. And, like, I understand you don't like advanced
look at the numbers
and analytics and shit like that. But just in terms of who's performing best on their team, who team is worse when they're not there, who's performing best, it's been Jokic with a bullet. No, bar none, Jokic is outplaying both Giannis and Embiid. But that don't fucking matter. At the end of the day, well, to me, what matters is the wins and the losses. And they've been going off the narrative in the prior seasons like, oh, well, you know, even though Jokic's team lost more, blah, 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 well, you know, his impact and all this shit, man, fuck the dumb shit. You was the number one seed. Y'all dropping games. There's really no excuses for y'all dropping these games. So now, fuck who with the advanced numbers say. They're going to give it to this dude just off the fact that y'all dropped them games. But if you look at the metrics across the board, Jokic is outperforming both of them niggas. Bar none. Like, the Nuggets are worse. The Bucks, if you compare when Jokic is not there versus when Giannis is not there, the Nuggets are far worse when he ain't around. And the same thing goes for the Sixers. So, like, all of those impact numbers and everything, it still points to Jokic being the MVP. But I really think that because of everything that's been going on this year surrounding Jokic's name and people, like, basically looking for excuse to not give him the trophy, that's going to do it. I really feel like that's going to do it. They're going to use that to say, hey, we got it now. We ain't voting for him. Fuck out of here. Embiid, it's yours. Or Giannis, for that matter, because Giannis still in the mix too. But the betting favorite has become Embiid, though.
Not by much.
Is correct. That is very true.
But we're going to see. Like I said, he's going to have to get past Giannis first. He got one up on Joker from that one game. If Joker comes out and about even or he doesn't do as well, but he still got that one up on him. If you play Giannis and Giannis dominates this nigga, it's curtains for that shit. You got to get Embiid up out of here. It was cute that you did it to Joker, but Embiid dominate you, and I mean Giannis dominate Embiid, and I think he's like close to closing in on them. No, I don't think they're a number one team, are they? Giannis, because I think Sixers is second.
I think Giannis and them is the one seed, correct?
Oh, so if they're the one seed, then and he end up dominating Joker. I mean Embiid, you gotta get Embiid the fuck up out of here. It's Giannis's, like without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, the Bucks are the one seed by 2.5 games over the Sixers. The Nuggets are still the one seed by 4 games.
Oh, they're losing that.
In that conference. But it's 3 games separating. It's 3 games separating the Bucks and the Nuggets. But the conferences are way different, though. Like, you know how the West is like a fucking logjam. And the East, there's like, when you get to the 4 seed, there's like big separation. Yeah, there's big, big separation. Like, in the West, So you got 38, 38, 36, 36, 36, 35, 35, 35, 35. Like, it's really, 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 really crunched up. So, you know, y'all know how that should go. But, yeah, man, I just wanted to ask y'all that because, like, I saw that it had been becoming a conversation all over again. So I kind of wanted to see what y'all thought about it and how y'all felt about it. But, yeah, man, that's pretty much it, man. That's everything. Y'all got anything y'all wanted to talk about before we get about it?
No, that's about everything.
That is about it.
All right, then.
Holla.
All right, then, man. And this has been episode 69 of the Wait Till You Hear This podcast. You can follow me at Dame Fresh on Twitter. You can follow the podcast at Wait Till You Pod. You can follow Ricky at 311 Like The Band. That's D-A Band. And don't follow Darius because he might shoot you. And, yeah, we about it, man. It was a good episode. Enjoy getting up with the fellas again. Fellas, y'all got anything y'all want to say to people before we got up out of here?
What the hell did we name these people again?
The Tillers.
The waiters. The Tillers. The Tillers.
Shout out to the Tillers.
Shout out to the Tillers. Put the T's in the chat. Yeah. One time for the Tillers, nigga. Let's get it. Yeah,
we're gonna come up with a better name.
This nigga hate us.
No, I don't want to be putting the T's in the chat. That's all weird. Put the T's in the chat. And Bryson Tiller got a song where the chorus go, hands in the air one time, no? I swear to God, he got a hook with like a Swiss or something they took.